Hello, everyone. Welcome to day 18 of the Jesus Revealed in Purpose podcast. I'm your host, Zintle, and today I'm joined by Pastor Melvin. Pastor Melvin, welcome. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah?
Yeah, good to be on a debut.
Yeah. Great. So we're looking at day 18, and the topic there is washing the disciples' feet. So Jesus washing the disciples' feet. But the subtopic there is purpose in servanthood. So our scripture or key scripture for today is found in John chapter 13 from verse 12 to 15. But again, I'll be just paraphrasing it and reading an excerpt from it. So it says, "Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet." Pastor Melvin, when we look at just the concept of washing people's feet, what does it symbolize, and just how do we reflect on this act that Jesus did for his disciples?
Okay, if we reflect on what Jesus did for his disciples, I think it's important to take note that fully man, fully God.
Yeah.
So it's not that he lowers his position to do the act. So that's something that we've got to grapple with in terms of, because mankind, we like, there's a thing between power and humility when I read the text. And so the two don't diminish each other.
Yeah.
And so the act of washing the feet, when we look at, it's an act that I think if we look at the scripture in particular, it's on a Thursday night. It's the northern part of Israel celebrated the Sabbath on a Thursday.
Yes, yes.
And if we look at what's happening at the time, is Jesus has basically taken on an action, a deed, to reflect something that he is all about, which is love. And so love in this scripture is almost like foundational to why Jesus would do something like that.
I really like that foundation setting, Pastor Melvin, because my follow-on question is then, seeing Jesus do, as you've just so well put, his act of love in washing his disciples' feet, what message is he trying to put across to his disciples regarding how then they should conduct themselves going forward?
So if we're talking about the conduct of going forward from that point, he says, as I do, you do to each other, right? So let's pull it forward into modern day context. Acts of kindness, things like washing of feet, which is for the lowly at the time, it would normally have been the lower servant that had low skills to come and wash the feet. But an all-powerful God who is able to perform a task to show you the level of love. Now, if we pull it forward, you recently married. And so I would then say, what is that lesson then for us? Is that in humility, leaving aside that you have a senior position at work, that you're the head of the home, you the dad, in modern day, it would cost you nothing on a day to say, if I help my wife wash the dishes, let me make her a cup of tea. Something small in humility, showing a deed of love, I think is cornerstone and key. And I think we'll delve into the part about Christianity a little bit later.
Definitely. And I just want to look at, and I think you have touched on then those, the application and what it looks like in this day and age. I'm now looking at then just the overall, because I think there's something to be said around, as you've put, a God doing something that the lowest skilled person does. and him still being God, because I don't think his position as God has not changed, but he does it nevertheless. And looking at us, and you said it, people that are leaders, even in how they even lead either their ministries, their organizations, and you're an experienced business person as well. Are there lessons there for us in even how we lead and how we even assume positions of power? Is there a method to what Christ is showing us?
There definitely is a method in what Christ is teaching us. And in terms of leadership, and what Christ is showing us there is that humility, when you humble yourself, you give room for something else to grow.
Yeah.
So in a modern day world, everything is about self. Self-gain, self-benefit, self-attainment. And so when you put self above everything and everyone else, you leave very little room for humility.
Yeah.
So the lesson is, the more humble you can practice it, the more humble you are, I believe you leave more room for love to grow.
Sure. Okay.
And so love is easy to practice when it is just family, close connection.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the Christian life and what Christ is teaching, remember now, if we put it back into context, Christ knows that he is going to be betrayed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he does an action of love in spite.
Yeah.
In spite of.
Yeah.
And so the lesson of leadership is, you perform acts of kindness, generosity, all those things, those good things, in spite of the reaction from the other person.
Yeah. And when we're looking at that, then I just want us to get into maybe some of the practical applications of just what that looks like in walking in servanthood, walking in humility. Are there examples or just things that, or how does it look like?
Let me give you some practical examples of what that looks like. If I said, talk about self, right? Mm-hmm. You always think about self.
Yeah.
And so humility thinks about others.
Yes.
So let me put it. You travel for business. Mm-hmm. You use a hotel room.
Yep.
And so for me, it's one of the things I've learned to practice.
Okay.
I go to a hotel. I know that it's paid for with cleaning in the morning. It doesn't mean that I leave my room in a shambles.
Yes. Yes.
So what is the thought then? Is that there's another person that's coming in, but probably has to clean 10 rooms in the day. Yes, it's not going to earn a lot of money in doing that. Mm-hmm. How can I make their lives easier?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Keep the bathroom a bit neater, tidy up the room, things that need to be in the bin, place in the bin. So it's a practical application that I believe that benefits all of us in servanthood. Right. It doesn't have to be only in a church setting.
Yes.
It must be a everyday walk of life. And I come back to family and relationships and all of that. It's being thoughtful of, before your kids come, when they do, how can I make my wife's life easier? Not just about self, not about just, okay, now it's Malden and what about me? Yeah. It's about your partner, about your family, about family members, about church members, all of those things.
Sure. I really like that practicality bit. And, you know, as you're saying that, I'm also just pulling it back to just Jesus revealed in purpose, in a sense that when truly someone does walk in their purpose, it's really, actually, that purpose is not even about you. And in a sense that the default setting for purpose is really in servitude and in how we look at that. But I think to what you said is that because of where we are in a culture that looks inward and wants to gratify itself, they look at purpose in a way that would gratify and benefit them first instead of the other. So, and because we are believers in this world, and its framing, how do we counter that in serving, because obviously it may mean that maybe it doesn't come naturally to us, even as believers sometimes. But then how do we almost cultivate that culture and attitude and even spirit of humility and serving other people?
Very, very good, loaded question. So, because we are of a sinful nature,
yeah,
everything that we do in this life will take effort and will take work.
Sure.
I will talk from my personal experience is a lot of the things that you need to live this Christian life takes discipline.
Yeah. Yeah.
But mindful discipline, okay, knowing the areas that we have lacked in growing up,
mm-hmm,
things that we've lacked in our family lives, but that we know the Bible says will benefit us,
yeah,
that's good,
yeah,
for our families. So it takes a practical effort to realize it, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, you see, Jesus was love and, mm-hmm, is love and knows all about love,
yeah,
but,
yeah,
the deed shows and expresses love. Now, the ultimate, you can say that the ultimate in love is to lay your life for the person you love.
Yeah.
Right? So, to put it practically, your wife is on the road, you see a car coming by, you run in, you push her out the way, the car rides over you, the ultimate sacrifice of love.
Yeah.
And that everybody would note that, oh man, you were such a wonderful husband and you laid your life for your wife. Now, that is the extreme measure.
Yes.
But what is just below that is the measure of your action every day to express that love.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you have got to work it every day, mm-hmm, in terms of pulling it top of mind. When you get to the office, do I greet, mm-hmm, from the cleaner to the receptionist, to the CEO, to the customer, whoever it is?
Yes, yes.
And why do we do that is important. When we talk about this purpose-driven life,
mm-hmm,
the purpose is ultimately to live a life that pleases Christ.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
if, yeah, you aspire to be like Jesus, then you do what Jesus did.
Yeah, yeah, true.
You know?
True.
And so for me, it's always being mindful of not every day is a good day that you are happy. You're fasting now.
Yeah.
Sugar levels are low. You may not be the kindest at a store, but it's being mindful when you get in, greet the cashier.
Yes,
you never,
yes,
know.
Yes.
Now, my wife says, when I go to a shop, I talk a bit too much to everybody.
Okay.
But what I find is I never know when the opportunity or when somebody needs to hear something,
mm-hmm,
about Christ.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't need to push Christ down people. They can see it in your life.
Sure.
And so your work environment becomes a very good place to practice servanthood, to show humility,
yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah,
to open an opportunity to for somebody to ask you, Zintle, what's different about you? And that's a purpose-driven life to lead them to Christ.
Yeah, yeah, I really like that, Pastor Melvin. Now, then, as we wrap this up, how would you like, to the ones that are listening to us, watching us, wherever, how would you like them to walk away from just this concept of both walking in humility and walking in your purpose, but walking your purpose in serving others and servanthood in the same way that Christ did?
Look, living your purpose, number one, I think it's important when for each individual that's watching is first to identify, mm-hmm, your purpose. And what servanthood does is it keeps a balance between power,
yeah,
position, hierarchy, and humility. Always leave room for humility to grow more than anything else.
Oh, sure.
And so when you live this life of purpose and serving people, I think it brings you greater joy.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody in your family knows you love them. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows, true, you provide for them.
True.
How about for somebody else who may not have had the opportunity to experience Christ from somebody else. So always give yourself the opportunity to be a witness, to be a testimony through your life, through your lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, you can't separate who you are and what you do. So it's very important that the two reflect each other. You cannot profess Christ, you cannot profess to be a Christian, but not display the fruit of the Spirit.
Amen. Amen. I really like that, Pastor Melvin. And thank you for wrapping it up so well. And as we close then our day 18, I think the key things that we can probably reflect on is really on thinking about Christ, thinking about how he served his disciples despite being God. That position never changed, but in his position, in spite of his position, and in spite of the betrayal, as you put it, he served them nevertheless by washing their feet, doing something that the lowest worker possibly in that rank would have done. And how then we can express those acts of kindness. They are around us everywhere. We can showcase them to anyone, and anyone deserves then that kindness. Anyone and everyone deserves that humility, and anyone and everyone deserves you to serve them. So thank you so much again, Pastor Melvin, for being with us.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. And to everyone that's listening, please don't forget to like us, subscribe, follow the podcast on Apple, on Spotify as well. YouTube is there. Look for Salim Brakpan. If you're looking for us on the podcast channels, you'll find us on Jesus Revealed Season 2 or Jesus Revealed In Purpose. Across the social media pages, please follow us. Please like us as well. See you again in day 19 as we journey then towards wrapping up our week 3. God bless you.